Hello everybody, my name is Vicky Jansen. I'm a PhD candidate at the Data Justice Lab at Cardiff University. We are part of JOMAC, the Journalism, Media and Culture School at Cardiff University. Today I'll be talking about my article, Critical is Not Political, The Need to Repoliticize Data Literacy, that has emerged from a long-standing interest about understanding how technology is changing power relations in society. So I start my article by saying that if we accept the notion of Pankrasia and Sefton Green, that data literacy has become an important part of a strategy in democratic societies to come to terms with datafication, we need to account for what it means to center data in a literacy approach. To argue that data literacy needs to be politicized, both in the perceived competencies that learners need to be able to navigate datafication or a datafied society, but also in the presumed neutrality of the practice in itself. So this article builds on the discussion around defining data literacy as empowerment by reflecting on the decades worth of work that I've done as a practitioner in the field of data literacy, where I have created and debated data literacy tools, curriculas, and guides for human rights defenders, activists, and investigative journalists. From this reflection, I actually argue two things. One is there's an absence of political competencies in data literacy, and the second is that we need to repoliticize the practice of data literacy in itself. So let's start with the first. The recent article of Viljoen has drawn our attention to the fact that datafication has created both a horizontal and a vertical relationship. The horizontal relationship speaks to the relationship that emerges between the data subject, so you and me and everybody else, and the data collector, so states and companies who collect data about us. Here, for instance, we can apply certain privacy and security tactics to manage how much data is collected by us, about us, and by who. However, in recent years, also a vertical relationship has emerged. Here, companies and states alike are more interested in creating group profiles, so understanding profiles about demographics and trying to influence these. Here, for example, data about me will influence decisions that are made about you. As such, it doesn't matter how good my privacy or digital security tactics are, I will nonetheless be impacted by this vertical relationship. While keeping sort of this horizontal and vertical relationship in mind, I want to have a look at the audience for which these critical data literacies or folk pedagogies of data have been created for. When I look at sort of some of the tools we've created and some of the guides we've created, there was a clear audience in mind. These are human rights defenders, journalists, and activists. These actors actually have we actually presume that these actors already have certain competencies needed to engage and challenge power relations in society. Think of, for instance, lobby and advocacy, campaigning, collective actions, but also exposing harms and exposing misconduct of power. When we then use these data literacy resources for a more general audience, we cannot assume that they already have the same base-like competencies. So we cannot merely assume that just by repoliticizing data within social, political, economic context, the learner will actually then know how to influence the political environment around them. As such, I conclude in my first argument that it would be good if data literacy approach sort of learns from those literacy approaches that talk about political participation and sort of engaging with powers in a different way. The second part of my argument is about repoliticizing the practice of data literacy itself. In the discussions about sort of the concept of data literacy, there's very little reflection on the values that we inscribe or the literacies that we privilege when we center data in it, and also when we send the content that emerges when we center data in a literacy approach. And so here I argue that there's actually quite a lot of sort of not neutral issues around data literacy. Take, for example, that we often draw our attention to the relationship between data and discrimination, where we, for instance, explore certain examples that show how datafication is being used to further exclude certain people from society. So take, for example, the ProPublica article about Facebook that gave the ability to advertisers to exclude, for instance, advertising relating to rent or insurance, to exclude certain groups from seeing these advertisements. The other way also works, that, for instance, very horrible loans are directly targeting specific demographics. So there's a notion about data and discrimination. And we often, in data literacy approaches, use this notion to get people to act as sort of a motivator to say, there's a reason to find a hook, there's a reason why you should engage with privacy and security practices, or why you should engage with the debate about datafication, as this is creating or further enshrining inequalities in society. The challenge is that if we offer these narratives and these harms that are felt by some people in society and not others, without actually providing the political competencies needed to actually challenge this power imbalance and challenge these inequalities, we merely instrumentalize the harms experienced by some communities for the learnings of others. And this is problematic in itself. Another example I give is also about how there's no clear articulation about the audience in most data literacy concepts. So it just presumes that the audiences are the same, that everybody learns in a similar way, but also that everybody has the same barriers to learning. Here, Carmi and Yates also draw our attention to digital inclusion and the digital divide, in which they argue that actually different learners experience different barriers. This also means that if we want data literacy to become an equalizer, to allow learners to come to terms with sort of datafication, it requires that we adjust our literacy practices to meet the needs of the learner. And these might be very different, both in terms of language, maybe also in terms of literacy, in terms of sort of our understanding of the data environment already. As such, I conclude by arguing that we need to account for the externalities that emerge when we center data in a literacy approach by repoliticizing both our understanding of the competencies needed in a datafied society, but also by repoliticizing the practice in itself and asking the question, which literacy practices are we foregrounding and how can we make this more inclusive?